Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
Everybody, welcome to NMR. It's Shaken and Disturbed. I'm your host, John Thrasher, and your beautiful father, who has a big announcement. Sort of, we kind of touched on this on Patreon.
I mean, you outed me, but that's fine. No, thank you for the intro. You outed me. You did the thing you're not supposed to do in the gay community, and you outed me without me taking ownership of my own sexuality.
Well, let's,
for years.
Wait
beforehand.
A minute. Wait a minute.
I think the public didn't know that I was a lesbian until you. Said it. And it's like, wow, John, dick. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, it was Father's Day the other night. I thought it was important that everybody know some things about Darren. So I sat us down in a video that anybody on Patreon can go and watch right now if you're interested. It features a cameo by Magic, by the way.
I was going to say, and you also fat shamed Magic.
Yeah, I did.
You were like, look how big he is. Like,
well, he's huge. I mean,
what if someone just came into your house and was like, wow, John, look how big you are. Like, you're a dick. Like,
you
that was so
that.
Dicky. I would do
Listen,
that. But
I'm saying,
also a lesbian.
I didn't rescue a water buffalo. I rescued a cat. I would like to see a cat lounging on the sofa.
He is kind of a water buffalo.
He's a water buffalo.
He's a water gruffalo.
There's something. Yeah, there's something in there. But anyways, in the video, I let everybody know that, in fact, your father, Darren Karp, is a lesbian.
That's me.
It was funny, Darren. There was a lot of reaction to this video, which I was just being playful. I was in a playful mood. And I should mention to everybody.
You sent it to me last night.
I was just
going to
say.
For approval. Yes.
I did ask for approval. But everyone, you know, the title, I think, of the video, and I'm assuming the email that people get when we post these videos was something like Father's Day announcement about Darren. But that kind of spooked some people, Darren. Roxana in our Patreon group said, oof, I thought y'all were getting a divorce or something. We love our daddy cat, Darren, and support in this life-changing event. Happy Father's Day, Darren, and John to you as Magic's dad, which I thought was super sweet.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Yeah.
That's true. Although yeah. I feel like I'm Magic's dad, but that's fine. That's fine.
I will say it's understandable that people had that sort of reaction, because I think the only time we've ever made a quote unquote announcement was when we ended Martini's and Murder.
Yeah,
which
that's
freaked
true.
People out, I think, at that point.
But. I also love Roxana. One thing I noticed about these comments, because I actually got it on my Apple Watch, was when she says oof, which is U-F-F-F-F.
Yeah.
I either say ugh. Like, if something, like, same. If you were to tell me something, like, oh, I'm not feeling great today, I'd be like, ugh.
Ugh.
Which to me comes off as U-G-H.
Yeah.
Although I feel like people take it in text messages as like, ugh, why is he telling me this? Like, ugh.
Yeah,
sigh.
That's true. That's
and
true.
Oof, I would spell O-O-F-F-F-F-F-F-F. So I like the U-F-F because it actually makes sense because it's like, oof. It's like E-W-F-F-F. Oof. You know, like, it just. So good job.
Yeah,
good job.
Yeah. Thank you, Roxana, for that. Sophia also said, quote, the way I just cackled, this shit is too funny. Happy Father's Day. So
I
Sophia got the joke. Thank you, Sophia. This one was my favorite. Our friend Caitlin on Patreon said, haha, my daughter said, my dad's not a lesbian.
And
Caitlin, if you're a child of the show, your dad's a lesbian. I'm sorry to tell you.
And that, I mean... And it worked.
And it worked.
That's just what happens. You know what I mean? It's like when you go to change your brake pads, it's like you don't have to have a penis. Like your dad doesn't have to be a lesbian. God. But if he wants to be a good lesbian, if he wants to be a good dad, he'll be a lesbian. Does that make sense? I hope that makes
sense. It doesn't make sense at all. And that's the whole point of this show. So
yes.
Anyway, well, Darren, glad we got that out of the way. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you for the Father's Day messages. You know, my dad, we went home.
Did you do anything?
Yeah, Nadine and I went to my parents because Father's Day, it always is like, you know, the last Sunday or second, whatever third Sunday, whatever it is. But my mom's birthday was also that day.
Oh, so that's right.
Father's Day and Mother's Day. Okay, Mother's Day. And my Mother's Day, basically. It was Zooey's birthday.
Hey, Zooey. And, happy birthday.
Yeah, so we went home, took my mother, my brother, and his girlfriend came, took her and him out to lunch. And it was so nice because, like, they knew it was my mom's birthday because, like, I put it in the notes or whatever. But yeah. They also – so we got two passion fruit creme brulees for dessert, which
– that sounds delicious. Any creme brulee
that's on the menu. Like, we are just one of those families – and I will say I'm not including my brother's girlfriend or my girlfriend in this. Not that they're not part of our family, but they're just a little bit more particular.
Okay.
Is that we're like the four, like the only like four, some fearsome foursome I know that when we go to a restaurant, we like don't stray from the menu. Like we all pretty much like the same things. We never do add-ons or additions or like, hey, can you like put the dressing on the side? Or like, can you like put three almonds in there and not 10 almonds? Or like, can you chop this up? Like everyone has a menu.
Yeah.
Disqualifier these days, except my family. And so it's so easy. Like when I was like, mom, and let me just say my girlfriend and my brother's girlfriend are easygoing. It's just that like,
they
always have a you know, like there's always like, oh, well, I guess I want. And so we were like, mom, you pick the dessert. And so she was like passion fruit creme brulee. Duh. And of course my dad, like he will eat creme brulee like all day long. And they gave each one of them was like, happy birthday, Susan. And then there was like, happy Father's Day.
Oh,
and it was just
God.
Like, I liked celebrating my parents. I think I've been having a lot of like feelings about my parents because of me moving.
Right.
You know, they were always so close. They've always been
you
so
felt connected.
Near.
Yeah.
I felt connected. But like, also at any time that I ever felt slightly disconnected, I think it was easy to do that because I was like, eh, they're close.
Yeah.
I can go see them if I want. And now I feel like I'm trying to like put so much effort into like soaking up as much of them as I possibly can because I'm moving. So it's like, I just woke up with a little, you know, feeling.
A little vibe, a little vibe
and feelings about
listen,
it.
That is totally expected and it's totally normal. And, you know, I think it's probably temporary. I think you'll probably get out to LA and you'll realize they're not as far away as you might think they are.
No.
I'm sure you guys will stay even more connected than you may be now because you're, you know, the assumption is you're so close. Maybe you don't.
That's the thing. Now you have to like try more. Now
yeah,
it's
you
like,
do. You do.
You know, we don't like take those things. Not that we ever took it for granted, but you certainly don't take it for granted. And then Saturday night, we got to celebrate a little bit for Nadine's birthday, which is actually...
Oh, happy birthday, Nadine.
We were recording this on Monday. Her birthday is June 20th.
Okay.
So wish her a happy birthday belatedly when you guys are reading this. But yeah, we celebrated with just a few of her friends and her brother on Saturday night. And it was really nice. And Nadine's such a birthday person. So you always, you know, whenever someone's a birthday person, you want to make sure you like knock it out of the park. Like, I enjoy my birthday, but if no one did anything, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I hate my life or anything like that. Like, I'm not willing to necessarily put in the effort for it.
Yeah.
Nadine's like a birthday person and she always makes me feel so special on my birthday. Aww, so I just want to make sure that I can like, she works so hard. I just want to make sure that I can kind of like give it back to her. So take her out to dinner tomorrow on her actual birthday and I'll let you know. I don't want to say the gift.
Yeah, let's wait till next week. We'll recap.
We'll wait till next day to recap it. But I'm like, proud of it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like never proud of something like that. So
yeah, by the way, guys, spoiler alert, it's a package full of Guardians of the Galaxy swag.
And magic.
And cat magic. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't tell you. I gave him I stopped by.
I don't think there's a box big enough for this water buffalo to even be shipped around.
The Wuffalo. He is such a Wuffalo.
Yeah. By the way, I wanted to touch base. And by the way, happy birthday, Nadine. I will make sure to say happy birthday to her. I want to thank everybody for your well wishes. Speaking of wishes, I was not well for a couple of weeks and I'm feeling back to my normal self for the first time. And
so no migraines and
migraines.
How's your finger?
My finger's healing very well. It's still very ugly and weird looking, but it's healing. And that's what's most important. And
have you avoided like washing dishes?
Yes, I had, you know, people are probably like, why don't you have a dishwasher? So I literally just live by myself. I thought about buying a dishwasher. I order out probably more than I should. I do dishes maybe once a week at max. Like, I really don't have that many dishes to ever really do. Yeah. But I had let them kind of stack up a little bit. Because I didn't want to, you know, be putting my finger in that stuff. And then I was like, why don't I just get rubber gloves? Like, hello, John, wake up here.
Yeah, there's also that. Yeah.
There's that, which I think I'm going to do anyway, because I don't even know how what happened with this finger. And my doctor was like, do you wash your dishes by hand? And I was like, yes, but I've done that for a while. But
no, I anyway. Do too. And now you've just like, I mean, I have a dishwasher, but like not everything can go in the dishwasher. And it really like. This isn't interesting to anyone, but it just changed my whole perspective on doing this.
Well, remember when I told you off the air, I don't think it actually was the dishwasher water. It was something else.
Yes. Yes.
I don't remember if I talked about it on the air.
I think you said it. I think you can say it.
Well, let's not get gross. But anyway, nonetheless, just protect your body. That's really all you got to say.
Don't put your fingers in glory holes. That's John's lesson. He doesn't want to say it. He doesn't want to say it. I'm saying it for him.
No, it's just, you know, just when you're traveling and you know, you're in hotel rooms. God, this is sounding so bad.
Let's move on.
That's not what I meant. Okay. I was in a pool that I think may not have been the cleanest pool in the world. Okay. That's all I'm going to say about that before we get into anything, speculating about what else.
Yeah, it's a little crazy people. Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, I also wanted to update that last week I had mentioned, Darren, at least on the NMR that was on Patreon, that, you know, the Taylor Swift concert was coming up this weekend in Pittsburgh, and would I or would I not be going? I would recap on next week's episode. Well, I ended up not going. And the reason for that is because
money.
The cheapest seats, which were nosebleed in a football stadium,
$300
behind the stage. Okay. So just to be clear, you're not even in front of the stage.
You don't even see her.
You wouldn't really see her if she's on the main stage. Darren, how much do you think that they cost?
Okay, wait.
20 minutes before show started.
Obviously I have New York prices, which I imagine are different than Pittsburgh prices.
They were actually, I looked at the New York when she was in East Rutherford. They were similar. So go ahead and tell me what
Okay. Similar. I'm thinking it's a stadium, though, right?
It's a football stadium.
Okay.
Behind the stage.
Upper level, like
upper top, the very back.
Arguably
corner.
One of the worst seats.
It was literally the worst seat. Yes. Now, 20 minutes before the Eras Tour starts, how much do you think they were?
Oh, 20 minutes before.
Yeah, let's do 20 minutes before. Which actually wasn't that much.
$400.
$400. Is that with or without fees?
I'm going to go all in.
All in, 400, so with fees.
Yeah. I never think about the fees because, like, to me, it's like, just say the final price. Like,
well, Ticketmaster now is doing that.
I know, but thank God they are because it's just like people aren't thinking about that. Like, you know, when Spirit Airlines, and I want to get the answer, but you know, when Spirit Airlines was like, you know, you have to pay to get more bags, you know, you're like, pay like $25. It's like, you know, people, you still do that. It's just they cake that into the price of your ticket. Yeah. So you feel like you're not paying for that. Yeah. So it's like, just be honest about what the fuck it is. I don't want to think I'm paying $100. And then why is my total bill $175?
Well, because they charge you $75 to breathe on the airplane. That is another thing.
Okay, so if you all in.
By the way, if you want a chair on Spirit Airlines, that's another $50. You know what I mean?
So do you want to be greeted by somebody? That's another $50.
Okay, so Darren, 20 minutes before the show started, the cheapest ticket behind the stadium at the top of the thing was $896.
No, that's absurd.
Now, here's the catch. Here's where you think, what? How is this possible? 30 minutes after she went on, which was 8:00, which wasn't even the opening act, after she went on, there were still tickets for sale, and they were $1,200. Behind the stage.
I'm sorry, but I hope those people lose their money. I'm sorry, but like,
I just don't understand the point.
It is a market, right? Like, people are charging what people can pay for, right? Like, baseball cards in a theory aren't really worth anything, right? It's not like, but it is worth what other people will pay for that.
We'll value
artwork, stuff like that, tickets like that. So it's like, I can't even blame someone charging for $1,200 for a ticket if someone's
selling,
out there
and they were buying them.
But it's like, and I know the Swiftie Nation or whatever is crazy. And she does play for over 3 hours.
So you do get your money's worth,
which is really, really, really impressive. I mean, the stamina on her, but like, why?
I don't really get it. I mean, I understand like everything that you just said. I also took a screenshot, by the way. There were two floor seats that were for sale. Let's do Price is Right again. What do you think?
Know my friend got floor seats. I think it was probably in East Rutherford. Mm-hmm. He had been monitoring it for weeks because it was like $5,000 a piece. He wanted to take, he just wanted his wife and his daughter to go.
Okay.
And I know that one day randomly, like a week before, they had dropped down to $1,800 a piece and he bought them because he was like, okay, $3,600
floor though. Yeah.
Well, for Taylor Swift, for I wouldn't necessarily, you know, for me, like that's still, I wouldn't pay $1,800. I don't think to see like the Beatles. Like I would pay to see the Beatles maybe, but that's about it. But I knew that he said that they had been, the reason he said, because when he said 18, I gasped and he was like, no, that was like the cheapest by far.
Yeah.
So I knew that floor seats had been hovering around, like, I want to say $5,000 to $10,000.
Darren, let's see exactly what time this was, because I just want to like report it for science. You know, we got to be very fast.
Yeah, you
got to
report it for science.
At 12:30 on June 16th, so a couple hours before it started, there were floor seats for sale for $19,238. And another floor seat in row one, this is actually row one, for $26,936. They probably sold, because why else would somebody put fucking prices like that on there?
So it's $8,000 essentially an hour to watch her
perform. apparently. And that's, by the way, I should mention on StubHub, because Ticketmaster was sold out, although they were doing like same day, last minute seats.
You really just don't know. And honestly, I give it up to a lot of girls, not men, frankly. Not that men aren't fans of Taylor Swift. You know, you're right there. Not that men aren't fans of Harry Styles or, you know, One Direction or BTS or anything like this, or NSYNC. But like the young fandom of girls specifically.
It's true.
Has kept
it's very
the music
true.
Industry
alive.
Going yeah, in a yeah, way yeah. that men could never. Like,
I think you're right. Yeah, you're right.
I know I'm right. Like,
yeah, you know
I know I have to be right about this, because it's like, I know guys get excited for something, you know, like.
But they're not going to fanboy out in the same exact way.
They're not going to fanboy out. They don't necessarily have to be row one or anything like that. Like, it's like this, it's just this true. Like absolute, like, I don't want to say
mayhem.
Toxic, because it's not necessarily a bad thing. There is toxic fandom.
Yeah.
But it's just like. Holy mother of God, these girls
it's
are
true.
Keeping it going. You just never know who's going to be huge and who's not, because like Harry Styles is massive, but I highly doubt row one when he played at MSG or whenever you saw him was going for $26,000. Like,
I
just find
so.
That slightly hard to believe, you know?
Yeah.
$3,000, but like $26,000. Like,
it's insane.
Wow.
And I think, you know, the other thing about Taylor Swift, as we wrap up this thought, is that she hadn't toured in 5 years, pandemic related things and all that type of stuff. So, you know, nowadays I think people are like, oh my God, it's been so long since I went to a Taylor concert. Maybe that's part of the reason this tour is so big. But nonetheless, it's, listen, this is, you know, a couple years ago, we were like, will we ever be back in the stadiums again?
No, and
I
think people are itching for that for sure. But it's like, if you ask me, like, you know, when Taylor Swift like first came on the scene, I want to say, how long ago was that?
2008?
Like 15 years ago or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, you never know what's going to pop these days. And that's not to say she's bad. It's just to say that, like, because she is actually good. It's just that, like, there are so many other absolutely fabulous, insane artists that are just like, to me, I love Brandi Carlile. I got floor seats for Brandi Carlile 6 years ago, maybe.
I remember you talking about this. Yeah.
Last minute, went on StubHub for like $100. And it was like one of the best concerts I've ever seen.
Totally. Yeah.
Crazy.
By the way, speaking of the best things you've ever seen, I went to a movie recently, Darren. I know, you know, I don't really go to the movies unless, what is it? A comic book movie.
A Marvel movie.
A Marvel movie of some kind.
I saw a DC movie.
I like DC too, very much so. I'm a big Batman DC
fan.
How
I knew that?
You did. You're really, you're impressive.
I'm up to date.
You're impressive. I went to see The Flash.
With problematic Ezra Miller.
A million different reasons to you know, to find, you know, problems in them.
They're, I did report on that story, and I gotta say, I know that the studio execs who said that this was going to be like one of the bigger DC movies, it was pretty critically acclaimed. I even know after it came out, people seemed to really enjoy it.
I loved
it. So I'm sure it's a great movie, but I know that the studio execs were very much so hoping to keep Ezra, who goes by they, them. Yep. So if you hear us say they, them, very much so out of the spotlight and not causing any waves. And I would say for the past 6 weeks to 10 weeks, it has been like that. So they have done a good job of staying out of the spotlight.
Yeah, it's true. And, but I just wanted to report the movie was really good. Like, I really loved the movie.
I heard it was really good. I heard it was really good.
As far as like, you know, comic book movies these days, like it had a lot of heart. I have to say, Ezra Miller, it's, I walked out of that movie theater thinking, what an absolute tragedy, what has happened to their life and what, their career. Because Ezra Miller in this movie is so, so good. Their acting is so amazing. They're on, I'm not spoiling anything here. If you've seen the trailer, they're on screen with themselves for most of the movie.
Right, because it's literally just green, it's just like green screen. You're kind of acting in your own silo, which is really hard to do. Let me tell you, because I once had to do a podcast audition and I just had to like pretend that I was talking to someone. It was just me on Zoom. Oh, and it's like wildly uncomfortable. God. Like even now I've done thousands of episodes with you. I couldn't pretend to have an episode with you.
And what's the point of that anyway, if you're going to have a host eventually? But anyway,
exactly.
Ezra was truly fantastic. You know, I walked out and I was like, I'm really sad that I can't support them because I can't. Listen, there's a lot of really serious allegations against Ezra Miller at the moment. You know, the movie was great. Listen, there was the very ending of the movie was a little bit, okay, all right, we're going a little crazy here. But I really love The Flash. If you are looking for something to do in the weekend or something, I highly recommend seeing it. You don't have to know a ton about the Justice League or all the drama that's going down in the studios over at DC, which is a complete mess and nightmare situation. So I highly recommend it.
Can I say something that might not be that you don't normally think? I actually equate a lot of this to Tobey Maguire, who to me was like, yes, there was Batman, right? And we had like Michael Keaton and we had Val Kilmer and we had, you know, Christian Bale. But in terms of like, and I know, and I'm just talking about DC and Marvel, just superheroes in general. Sure. I'm just talking about superheroes in general. To me, I feel like for people of our generation, and I saw Batman in the first Batman in like 89 or whenever that came out with Michael Keaton. So to me, Michael Keaton is like the Batman, I will say.
Well, he's in this movie. You know that, right?
Oh, yes, I do know that. Yes. That he, and who broke his, who's paralyzed from the waist down? Superman.
Christopher Reeves.
Yep. But I will say in sort of the new age movies, like post 2000, you know, you look at someone like Tobey Maguire and he's not Jason Momoa. You know, he's not, you don't look at him and you're like, he looks like Thor. Oh, he looks like Hulk. He looks like just a normal kind of run of the mill.
Yeah.
Somewhat nerdy kind of guy. And obviously like Peter Parker had to have that.
Yes.
That normalcy about him. But then you take someone like Ezra Miller, and I'm just talking about like physical features. You wouldn't also pinpoint Ezra Miller as somebody who would be a superhero type to me. You know, they're not all, not everyone can be like Chris Pratt. Not everyone can look like Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger, you know? And so like, I kind of give credit for them slowly introducing people and the idea and concept of a superhero being as like a normal, everyday person kind of.
Now,
look.
Let me just say, that being said, there are several shirtless scenes with Ezra Miller in this movie. And in fact, a nude scene, I might even add. I was getting a little hot and bothered. I was a little bit Fantastic Four, Johnny Storm heating up, you know, if you know what I'm saying. So that was another kind of surprise. Like I was like, oh, I'm kind of into Ezra Miller. I didn't even know that was on my radar. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. The Flash was amazing. By the way, Darren, it's a big week for television shows for me. You know, I don't watch television really at all these days. But this week, two of my two exciting shows are starting. Secret Invasion, which, yes, is a Marvel show. It's part of the MCU. Really excited about it. We haven't had a Marvel TV Disney Plus show in quite a while. And you were connected to this one, Darren, in a sense, given that you are, your boss is such good friends with Sarah Jessica Parker. And just like that, season two returns. So excited.
What day does it return?
It's on Thursday.
The 22nd.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yep. Yep. The 22nd.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm that's the show I'm always going to watch. I have my gripes with it. I specifically have a gripe with the queer community that they represent in and just like Miranda's queerness in general. And like, I'm also not a stickler for getting everything right. Exactly right. I mean, like, it's very hard to do. Everyone's got a different story, but just like, I don't like those things really like shoved down our throats. And I felt like last season.
You hate gay
like gay people, but I felt like last season was like, we're going to not only be woke, we're going to be we're going to be the most woke ever. And I'm like, this is uninteresting when you're like this, you know, like Sex and the City was about fucking people in swings on a car and getting broken up with a post-it note. And now you're just trying to get like your pronouns correct. Like you're losing the edge.
Yeah.
You're losing
the
edge.
Not only that. Yes. I definitely agree. Listen, everybody that watched that season agrees with you. I would say like nobody's walking out of that first season thinking that was Sex and the City on its head, but hopefully they've learned from that feedback. Listen, just seeing them on screen at this stage, I'll take what I can get. I love Sarah Jessica Parker. I love Carrie Bradshaw.
Me too.
Love
There's
all
a
that
good
stuff.
Piece on her in the New Yorker this week.
Is that right? Okay. I'll have to look into that. Yes. So it's a big day. It's a big week for movies and TV for me. And I'm sure for a lot of you guys who also love a lot of the stuff that we love as well. Darren, let's wrap up this week's episode now. We got to get going. We got to go record our full episode, which will be out on Sunday.
Sunday. And I'll up you guys all about Nadine's. If any of you wish Nadine happy birthday, thank you so much. If you didn't,
wow. That's your stepfather right
there. Wow. That is your stepfather. Magic is upset with you. Magic is disappointed with you. And frankly, I can't go on like this. That's just rude.
Yeah.
You owe everything to Nadine. So, yeah fuck you guys, I guess, basically.
And
yeah.
There you go. It. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.